Alright guys, welcome back. So it's been a while, but today I want to talk about Boruto, specifically about Naruto losing Kurama in the 90s, you know. And you know, Kurama was a big part of Naruto's identity in terms of who he was as a person, as well as his power base. And so in other words, Naruto lost someone very important to him, as well as lost a tremendous amount of power. There's a possibility that we might see Kurama again. He might reincarnate or something. I think he might reincarnate. I'm not sure. But, you know, that's a possibility to look forward to in the future. However, what I really want to talk about specifically is, what can Naruto do right now in terms of gaining back his ability or his strength, right? Before losing Kurama. Now, there's multiple options. There are other tail beasts. As you know, Naruto has a good relationship with all the tail beasts currently, right? He can basically summon any one of them and possess, allow them to, you know, reside in him and become a Jinchuriki again. There's also the possibility of becoming the new host of the Ten Tail that is in the hands of Kara organization. So that's also a possibility. But personally, I would love to see Naruto, you know, start training again and really put in effort and training again and becoming someone truly strong solely with his power. I think he can now become, you know, I think there's, if I'm not sure if they will, because, you know, this is really trying to focus on Boruto. This new series is really trying to focus on Boruto, and there was already talks about Naruto and Sasuke dying, and you know, it's now becoming a real possibility, seeing that, you know, Naruto lost Kurama, Sasuke lost his Rinnegan, you know, their power have dramatically decreased, right? So now, they dying is now completely a realistic thing now, you know. Before we're like, you know, Naruto and Sasuke is supreme, but they have lost so much power now. So their death doesn't seem all that impossible right now. However, I would really want to see Naruto really train on his sage jutsu. He can now do enter sage mode with Ma and Pa. I would love to see him focus more on some of his Uzumaki's powers, if he has none, like, you know, learning sealing jutsus and all of those things, focusing on becoming like the third learning the yellow flash, it's missing my mind. You know, learning as much jutsus as possible. He's already a Uzumaki. He has already a strong BS chakra. His own chakra is already a lot. So focusing on sage mode, you know, learning more. And, you know, I think Kurama was a good gift for him, but it was also a crutch. You know, he didn't really have to focus much, because he had this strong, huge source of chakra that he could always pull on, and he could just use his base techniques like Rasengan and so forth, Rasen Shuriken. So it was nice to see him learn and master a lot more jutsu. But I'm not sure if that's the part that he will take, but that's the part that I would definitely love to see him take. You know, really owning his sage jutsu mode with Ma and Pa, and learning more of the toad styles, you know, like Jiraiya had such, Jiraiya had a lot of jutsus that was centered around his toads, you know, the toads from Mount Moebuku, right? So he had like the aisle style, you know, using more his toads and summons in fighting and all of that. So Naruto can dive directly into the toads, and unlocking some more secrets of the Uzumaki and all of that. That will be interesting to see. But again, let's see where they are going to go with this. You know, let's see where they're going to go. I don't think they're going to, I really love to see them go that path, but I'm not sure if that's the path that they're willing to take. But it will be really interesting. So I just wanted to make this quick clip to let you guys know that yes, I am still here, and also throw this out there. Where do you guys see Naruto going in terms of power? You know, trying to regain that level he was that when he had Kurama. Do you see Naruto just accepting that, yo, his time is up and he's going to train his son to take over? How do you see him, you know, still fighting and still getting stronger? Because now, let's face it, Kara organization is still out there, still strong. There's a Biju out there. You know, there's a Ten Tails out there that's still a threat. So Naruto and Sasuke still are necessary part of defending the Leaf Village, but also not the Leaf Village, but also Earth, because now we are aware of the existence of the Otsukis, right? Will the Otsukis be invading, right? Or what role will Naruto and Sasuke be playing? Or when will they die? Are Naruto and Sasuke scheduled to die when Boruto is more grown up, right? And all of that. Because when we got news of Naruto and Sasuke dying, it was when Kawaki and Boruto was fighting and they were all grown up and all of that. So there's so many questions to ask, and we just don't know as much yet. But that's also kind of the reason why Boruto is now seeming very exciting, you know, like there's just so much we don't know and so much we want to know, and that it all makes Boruto even more exciting, and I really like that. But ultimately, as you know, we want to see Naruto get stronger. Will Kurama be coming back in this series? So many questions, still don't know the answer to those. Let me know what you guys think, right? As you know, you can find my website is theanimepodcast.com. You can email me at theanimepodcast.com, so that podcast with an S at the end. I'm on Facebook at The Anime Podcast, Instagram The Anime Podcast. Follow me on Spotify. My podcast is available on Spotify. It's also available on Apple Podcast and most podcasting platforms, so you can find me out there. And I'll probably put this on YouTube as well, so you can find me there as well. So that's it for this episode. Let me know what you guys think. Where do you see Naruto going from now in terms of power? Will he lean into the frogs? Will he get the Ten Tails that's out there in the Kara's organization? Will he become the Jinchuriki of another one of the demons that is there? One of the tail beasts, right? That's out there. That's probably doesn't have any masters or any host, right? So many possibilities. Don't know the answer to any of these things, but you know, it's something to discuss and theorize over. I personally want to see him lean into the frog and sage mode and all of that, and Uzumaki like sealing techniques and so forth. But that's I'll see you guys in the next one. Hope you guys are enjoying the show, and I'll be releasing more episodes going forward. What I'm trying to do is work on a schedule, right? I realize that I should either say, okay, every Friday I'm gonna release an episode. You know, I'm trying to work on that schedule. I think for now I'll do every Saturday. So every Saturday you can look forward to anime podcast episode. And those Saturday episodes, I'm going to try to make them be well scripted and well thought out, because normally I don't write any scripts and all of that. And the episodes that you might get more episodes during the week, but those aren't going to be scheduled, and those are going to be more like off the dome topics and all of that. But I'll try to schedule an episode for every Saturday. Alright, so if you want to know when to look forward to an episode, just check out this podcast every Saturday on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Alright, so that's it for this episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye. Make sure you guys are staying safe during this pandemic. And that's it for this one. See you later. Bye bye.